Hello dear influential leaders, I trust you're doing very good and I trust your day was fantastic. You're welcome again to the Build Up session, the Build Up series we've been doing for each and every graduate at the Leadership Impact Program Africa. And today we would be still juggling down into the series we've been taking so far so good, which is Nehemiah's Key Secrets of Leadership Impact. Today I will be making a big reference to chapter 2 of the book of Nehemiah, and I will be talking about a couple of things, a couple of few points that did make Nehemiah make an impact in his sphere of influence. Now, one of the few things you must understand first of all is the story behind Nehemiah's ascendancy is quite a funny one. Nehemiah did not become a leader by anybody putting him there. He became a leader by spotting a problem. Now, Nehemiah was not ordained by anyone, but he made people buy into his vision. Nehemiah did not have the platform, he created the platform. Making an impact, becoming a leader that would be able to add value, starts with fuels by spotting problems and preferring solutions to them. Now, I would like to say a few things about Nehemiah. The first point I would like to say is where I'll be bringing my focus from verse 1 of chapter 2. I will try to be reading the scriptures and I will be using NLT version for us. The Bible records that early in the following spring, in the month of Nisan, during the 20th year of King Akaz's reign, I was serving the king his wine. I had never before appeared sad in his presence. Now, one of the few things you would understand is that Nehemiah understood the principle that it takes one person to make one person to rise. During the 10 days leadership training, I did remember saying that one of the greatest resources that God has given to man is man. It's always a man that will bring you up to the place of fulfillment. God will always use man to bring about those opportunities for you to leverage on. Before you are able to bring yourself to the point where somebody needs to help you, you must faithfully serve well. Leaders are not leaders until they are first of all good followers. We must understand that. Now, Nehemiah, first of all, was a good servant to his leader. He served well, he served with good excellence, he served with good attitude. He happened to be at a time under a particular leader, and this you should know as a leader. In any area you find yourself, whether you're working under somebody, whether in business, whether in career, whether you're working under someone in the church, whether you have superior leaders, make sure that you serve diligently. Make sure you serve with good excellence. Make sure you serve with good attitude. The Bible made us understand that Jesus said, because you have been faithful with the little, then I'll give you the more. For there to always be a leadership impact, you must actually be serving well in where you are. Now, when Nehemiah was serving well the king, it was easy for the king to spot that there was a problem, because he knew the Nehemiah that he knew, who is always probably very, very full of life. But he understood that Nehemiah at that point was not happy. Why? Because he had known Nehemiah to be a happy person, to be a good servant, to be someone that leads with excellence, to be someone that does the right thing at the right time. So with that little influence, or with that little sphere that you are in, with that little no platform that you have, serve well. Do your job well, with excellence, with good attitude. Let people around you be able to attest that this certain person has a good aura around him or her. This is a very key and potent way to making leadership impact, whether you have a platform or whether you don't have a platform. As a personality, lead yourself to the place of giving your best as what you do. Then the next thing I would love to say would be for verse 3. Verse 3a made us to understand, but I replied, long live the king, how can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. You would understand there was a deep reverence, a deep respect, a deep submission from the young man called Nehemiah. Leaders, we must understand that respect is one key thing that guides us in the place of leadership. Respect your fellow peer. Respect those above you. Even respect those that are below you. It helps you to make an impact. Human beings love that each and every party respects each other. You respect my opinions, I respect your opinions. You respect my personality, I respect your personality. Respect, deep submission when it needs to be, deep reverence when it needs to be, helps and guides your leadership impact. So whenever you are under somebody, you must show that you submit. One of the few things that God will test before giving you spheres of influences, platforms before you can lead, is He will test your submission. And how more if you say you submit to God and you don't submit to that person you can physically see? How much would you say you respect God if you don't respect the words of people around you, the opinions of people around you? So for you to make an impact, people must feel that you respect them. For me to let you lead me, I must be able to attest that you respect me, respect my opinions. From the African culture perspective, we get to see respect as just only to those above you. No, it goes far beyond that. Respect is reciprocal. Respect everyone around you. Respect does not need to only be guided around who you greet or any other thing, but respect is just showing a platform where you revere the person, where you show concern for the person, where you don't talk down the person, where you show the person that he or she has a great value. That is respect. So we must also understand that. Now Nehemiah, first of all, I said, did his work excellently well, with good excellence, with good attitude, and also he showed high level of respect and submission. And the next point I would like to say is from verse 5. The Bible recorded, and I replied the king, if it please the king, and if you are pleased with me, your servant, send me to Judah to rebuild the city where my ancestors are buried. Now, it is one thing to spot a problem, is another to prefer a solution. Now, you would understand that Nehemiah did not just offer to spot the problem or say the problem, he offered that a solution be made. He said, this is what the problem is. My country is in ruins. Send me please to Judah, because he knew the sending, the availability of Nehemiah was going to bring about the solution to the problem. So one thing that shows that you are a leader, one thing that will easily give you an impact, one thing that will easily make people be able to submit under your influence, one of the things that will make people be able to attest that this person will definitely make a great leader, is that you don't just sit in the realm of where you only spot problems, but you provide a solution. Problem solving is one of the fastest tools to leadership. Don't just spot a problem, provide a solution. And definitely, you know, analogically, you must understand that when you want to solve a problem, you have to first of all know the problem. You have to analyze the problem. So don't just sit in the place. Nehemiah was someone we could attest. For him to say, send me to Judah, he had been able to analyze that this is what could happen if I am sent. It will be easy for me to be able to solve the problem when I am around. Availability goes a long way in the place of leadership. Never be a leader and you're not available for your people. Never be a leader and you're not available for those that are under your sphere of influence. Availability is key in the place of leadership. It helps you to be able to know problems, spot problems, and definitely be able to provide the solution to problems. Now, my next point is from verse 7 down to 8. And I also said to the king, if you please the king, let me have letters addressed to the governors of the province west of the Euphrates River, instructing them to let me travel safely through their territories on my way to Judah. And please give me a letter addressed to Asaph, the manager of the king's forest, instructing him to give me timber. I will need it to make beams for the gates of the temple fortress. for the city walls and for a house for myself. Now, you would understand for Nehemiah to say all this, he had creatively done his own homework. Creatively. You would understand. He knew what he needed. Leaders, we do our homework before we make an impact. We spot problems and we go back to do our own survey. This is what is needed. Nehemiah knew. Just imagine if you get the opportunity. It was an opportunity Nehemiah got to be able to speak to the king, to be able to talk to the king about what was the problem. Now, if he had spoken to the king without a solution, without what to do, without no plan, without nothing, it would definitely have cost him. Leaders, we plan. Leaders, we analyze. Leaders, we creatively look for what and what needs to be done to make the problem solved. So Nehemiah showed us this, and that was what made it very easy for him. He knew what and what was needed. He knew all the possible challenges in my face, and he had to leverage on the influence of the king to be able to bring down those challenges. So we must also understand that point. And lastly, which will be my last point for this builder series, is Nehemiah added value. The value addition that he added was what made it possible for the king to be able to release that much of things to him. If we should read from verse 8 to 9, we'll see it very clear there that the king sent even more than what Nehemiah requested for. Why? Because Nehemiah have added a high value to him, both in the place of service, also in the place of showing concern, also in the place of preferring the solutions. It was easy for the king to spot that this man knew what he was doing. What value are you adding to those around you? Goes a long way to show the kind of impact you are making in their life. I was talking to someone and I said, as a human resource consultant, one of the few things you must understand that an employer would want from you is they want to see how much value are you ready to add to our company. How much value, what are you bringing to the table? Nehemiah brought value to the table. It was easy for the king to be able to release a whole lot of things. No investor would invest into what is not sure is viable. But if he's sure this commodity, this product is going to be adding massive value to the whole masses, definitely an investor is ready to invest. So as a leader ready to make an impact, instilling in yourself required value that you can give out to others, and this by so doing give you leadership impact. So tonight I've been able to make us understand few key things that Nehemiah did build around himself that was able to make him a leadership great impactor. So as you put all these keys into execution, it's my sincere prayer that the Holy Spirit will brood around it and begin to birth out the grace to build as a leader around every sphere of influence that you might find yourself. God bless you. Have a wonderful night and take very good care of yourself. Have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you.